Welcome to the LCFAOD edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the fatty acid oxidation disorder community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. We're talking today with Dr. Nicola Longo, Professor of Pediatrics and Chief of the University of Utah's Division of Medical Genetics in Salt Lake City. Dr. Longo received his MD and PhD in molecular biology and pathology from Italy's University of Parma School of Medicine. He then trained in pediatrics, medical, and biochemical genetics at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. He's also co-director of the Biochemical Genetics Lab at Arup Laboratories in Salt Lake City. His research concerns the molecular base of metabolic disorders, their identification through newborn screening, their natural history, and the development of novel therapies. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Dr. Longo.
Thank you for having me.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself and your specialty, which is, of course, long-chain fatty acid oxidation disorder.
My name is Nicola Longo. I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I follow a large number of patients with disorder of fatty acid oxidation. These are inherited conditions in which people become unable to produce energy when they are fasting, and basically their body shuts down, the heart, the muscle, and sometimes the liver. For this reason, this condition can be very serious and need to be treated accordingly.
How rare is this condition?
It is a group of conditions, the most frequent of which is called medium chain acyl CoA dehydrogenase deficiency, which has a frequency in 1 in 10,000 births. The disorder of long-chain fatty acid oxidation are much more rare, and they affect probably 1 in 50,000 individuals. So they're really rare disorder, and many physicians never encounter one of them in their career. Obviously, I only deal with rare disorder, and I see a lot of patients with these conditions.
So how did you get interested in this specialty?
I became interested in this specialty because I was studying a compound called carnitine. Carnitine is required for the oxidation of fat by mitochondria, and it is present mostly in the muscle. When people lack carnitine, they become unable to burn fat at time of fasting and can present with muscle pain during exercise. They can present with acute heart block and sudden death. They can also present with severe hypoglycemia. Thanks to the therapy, these patients, if they receive high doses of carnitine, they do very well. However, there are many other disorders in which fatty acid oxidation is impaired, for which we didn't have any type of therapy until very recently.
How common is it to treat patients with carnitine?
Primary carnitine deficiency, the disease that I study initially, affects about 1 in 70,000, 80,000 people. The disorder of fatty acid oxidation in general affects about 1 in 10,000 people. The most common disorder of fatty acid oxidation is called medium chain acyl-CoA dehydrogenase deficiency, which affects, in fact, about 1 in 10,000 people. That condition is relatively easy to treat. The ones that are difficult to treat are the disorder of long chain fatty acid oxidation. In those conditions, the long chain fat can accumulate inside tissue and cause toxic effects, including cardiac arrest and muscle breakdown.
You mentioned that Dojolvi works well with such people. How has this therapy changed the outlook for the disease?
The patient with long-chain fatty acid oxidation disorder with the most severe mutation usually are unable to do well with the existing therapy. Many patients switch to Dojolvi actually improve their cardiac function, and they started doing better. We still do not know if Dojolvi improves muscle function. Many patients with long-chain fatty acid oxidation disorder can develop muscle pain and muscle breakdown when they exercise, even with regular exercise. As a result, myoglobin, which is present within the muscle, can be released and can cause even kidney failure. We still do not know if Dojolvi can prevent this outcome. In general, however, what we know is that with proper management, mean that if patients receive adequate amount of calories before exercise, they can exercise. We just still do not know if the Dojolvi is effective in preventing that complication.
Do you see any other therapies coming down the pipeline similar to Dojolvi, which might be even more effective?
People are experimenting with gene therapy and other therapy that replace the function of the abnormal gene. In animal models, some of these therapies seem effective, but I would say that it is still too early to know if they will work in humans.
Dr. Longo, thank you very much for all these explanations. This will be of great interest to our research audience and those with the disease and clinicians and researchers and anybody else who has an interest in long-chain fatty acid oxidation disorder. Thank you very much.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.